Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Simpson met with the media during the first week of OTAs in Owings Mills.
How y'all doing? Oh, yeah. Appreciate y'all.
So, how much pride does the offense take in that last, the best drill where you've seen the defense do all the push-ups?
I mean, we take pride in anything we do around here, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's how it is for both sides. But, you know, obviously when it comes to competition, we're going to try to do our best to, win. So.
John, you primarily played left guard in your career. Mm-hmm. What's your perspective as a veteran potentially switching to the right side versus a rookie like Vanga switching to the left side, where you play primarily?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm here to win some games. And, no matter where they put him at, my job is to go out there and compete. So wherever they want to put me at, then that's where I'll be.
In terms of technique, do you feel like it's like a big switch or a small switch?
I mean, switching positions is going to be tough for anybody. But like I said, I'm here to win games. So.
What are your first impressions of Vanga? Obviously, tremendous draft pick. It was a lot of high potential. But what do you like about what he does?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that just he sits back there and just soaks everything in. He's not a real loud vocal guy yet. I think that'll come with time and experience. But he's one of those guys that sit back there and just like observes everything and he kind of like soaks it all up like a sponge almost. He's really intelligent for sure. Nah, that's between him and coach.
John, how did you coming back to Baltimore kind of come together?
My agent called me and told me that, this was like an option. And it was a no-brainer, just being in this environment and being around these people and being in this organization is just something that I feel like one just shouldn't turn down.
John, along those lines, your first time around here, you were kind of trying to get your career back on track and back into a strong job. What did it mean for you knowing that this team underwent a lot of change at the interior of the line and still is? That they targeted you and said, hey, we want you to come back. We want you to be a starter and be a good partner.
No, it means a whole lot. And for them to want me to come here and kind of like, just like help this organization out is huge because this is such a great organization. I respect everybody up there in the front office, and I appreciate them for bringing me back for sure.
How do you think Coach Ledford can help you continue to progress?
I think I said this in an interview I had on the podcast, but I think he's a really, really great coach, and I think he's a really good teacher, more so than anything. And he takes his time to like slow things down and really teach it. I feel like how it should be taught, and he breaks it down to the smallest little details, just so you can understand it and so you can play faster. And I think that'll help me out a whole lot, just so I can get out there and know exactly what I got, know my assignment, and just play ball.
John, obviously, when you bring a new coaching staff in, you're going to undergo a lot of changes, whether that's systematic or culture-based. Comparatively to your first go-around here in Baltimore, what have you noticed, at least in the first couple of weeks here, difference-wise in culture specifically between that coaching staff and this coaching staff?
I feel like the culture is what the culture is here, and I feel like that part didn't really change much. I feel like it's gonna be a family here. They're gonna expect you to work hard, and that's how football should be. So I feel like the culture didn't really shift much as far as that goes.
I think a lot of guys in the offensive line room who are coming back, including Ronnie, including Roger, probably feel like there were some things left on the table last year at the position. I mean, do you get a sense from the guys who are returning that there's a bit of a chip on their shoulder trying to prove that they're better than they showed last year?
Oh, most def. But I feel like that with any offensive line group, you go in it, like if a team didn't win the Super Bowl last year, then they got a chip on their shoulder. So I feel like every year you got to come in with that chip on your shoulder just to try to prove that you belong in this league. So. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know too much about who participated last time I was here or now, but I would guess that's a part of it. These guys just wanting to like buy in and learn as much as they can, soak up all the information, so we can go out there and play fast.
Coach Ledford talked about how he has to instill a really attacking mentality with the offensive line, almost like you're playing D line.
Mm-hmm.
You're attacking. What does that do for an offensive lineman? How much do you guys kind of eat up that mentality?
No, I mean, I think that's like, as far as like the trenches go, and I kind of talked about this before, but as far as the trenches go, I feel like that's like the main priority is just like imposing your will on the person in front of you. And that's kind of, that's since day one, that's what he's been drilling in our head is just speed off the ball. And I bring this up all the time, but speed off the ball. And I like that, it just creates so much more hesitation from the defense in a sense. So I think that's his mindset behind us coming off the ball fast, getting lined up fast and stuff like that.
I know you haven't done it live, but with Derrick Henry in that backfield, what do you think it's going to be like to block for a running back like that?
I don't even got words to explain. I ain't going to lie. I don't got words to explain it. But, I mean, the best way I can explain it is just, like, crazy. It's going to be insane. It's going to be fun for sure. So.
John, what are your kind of first impressions of Danny Pinter?
Yeah, no, I think Danny's been great, man. He coming in, communicating well, just knowing his stuff, man, and he's playing at a level I feel like where we can get up there. He calls it out, and we just go. We just and that's what you need from a center. So he's been soaking it all up and just being great at where his feet are. Oh, for sure. Center kind of like sets up everything, and if you got a smart center, then that can get you a long way for sure. So most definitely, I'm a fan.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.